them in front of the couple, who toasted one another and lifted the drinks to their lips. "What in the—" She grabbed him by the elbow and dragged him to the far end of the bar, making sure her back faced the customers. "What are you doing?" she hissed, heat rising to her cheeks. The nerve. "These people didn't order plain water. They ordered gin and tonic. Are you trying to get me fired?" "You haven't even tasted it yet." "The water?" It was almost a shriek. "I know what water tastes like, for God's sake." "Exactly." He was utterly calm. His eyes gave away nothing. "But that's not what they ordered." "No, but that's what they need. They're thirsty." "Look, I—" She raked her hands through her hair. "Nobody, I mean," she groaned, "nobody comes in here because they're thirsty." He handed her an icy glass as if out of nowhere. "Why don't you sample some while I see if these two need anything else?" Crystal held it, too stunned to drink, as he chatted with the smiling couple, who were standing to leave and stuffing a $10 bill in his hand. "Best drinks we've ever had," she heard the young man say. "What did you call it again?" Curiosity finally brought the glass to her lips. She sniffed, keeping an eagle eye on the impromptu bartender who was pouring another round of ice water for the fishing party. "Oh, no, you don't," she lunged at him, nearly spilling the liquid all over her blouse. "They're Pabst drinkers, the whole lot of them." "Let's see if this doesn't do a better job of quenching their thirst." Clearly, there was no stopping him. The man was on a mission and certifiably crazy besides. She watched as the gang in orange and blue tossed down their drinks, laughing and nodding their approval. "What is going on here?" She lifted her glass again, sniffing it suspiciously. It smelled fresh, like the air up on Mount Hood. Holding it toward the meager glow of a nearby course sign, she could see the water was crystal clear. Hardly dangerous. She took a hesitant sip.